Welcome to Jesus Loves the World podcast. For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.
There were many prophecies about the coming of the King. The King is the foundation of power and has the sovereign right to rule and reign. For it was said the King would be just, faithful, and true. He would have with him salvation for all humanity and healing in his wings. The King will speak life into death, light into darkness, wholeness into brokenness, freedom into captivity, and justice into oppression. The Spirit of the Eternal One would rest upon him. The King will govern in wisdom and understanding, counsel, and might. He will be known as the Son of God, King of Kings, Wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Mighty God. The kingdom of the King is eternal, for it is the Eternal One's kingdom. The King's government will rule in peace. It shall be established with judgment and justice, true justice of equality and respect. The King will become the Son of Man, from the line of the tribe of Judah. From the line of David, the shepherd boy who became king of ancient Israel. The King, the Son of God, the Son of Man, will not judge by sight, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. For those who reject the King reject his kingdom, effectively denying their only pathway to salvation. Having denied their only pathway to salvation, they enter into judgment. Conversely, those who receive the King receive everything associated with the King, including his kingdom. Having received the King's right to rule and reign, they are passed from judgment. They enter into their eternal salvation, forever together with the Eternal One. So the prophecies have been spoken. Many centuries have passed. The time has been set for the coming of the King. All hail, King Jesus. Turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Abraham. As we read on through the genealogy of Jesus Christ, we come to David the King in verse 6. And Jesse begot David the King. David the King begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Continuing on through the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, we discover that the Eternal One is a God of history. He is personal and relational. The Eternal One stepped down into our finite world of time, of seasons, of generations, and of humanity's empires. Many testify that Jesus is the Anointed One, the Christ, the Messiah, the Jewish King. For the Eternal One is faithful and true. Let us continue on in Matthew 1. Verses 16 to 18. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. The history of ancient Israel is centered around the coming of the king. From Abraham's seed, the nation Israel was formed. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 tribes of the nation Israel. The Eternal One had promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, and through his seed the nations would be blessed. As God speaks, it is so. For it is from one of the 12 tribes, centuries later, the eternal word, the King of all kings, would come. From David, who became king, through to the time of captivity in Babylon, God journeyed with the ancient Israelites, even though they were unfaithful. They chose to be as the surrounding nations and worship their gods, instead of worshiping the Eternal One. The ancient Israelites chose to live at war with the surrounding nations and reject God as their king. The third time period listed in the genealogy of Jesus according to Matthew is the history of the nation Israel in Babylon captivity to the birth of Jesus Christ. This depicts how the salvation history of the Eternal One continued through a remnant of those who chose to worship him. Through this history and the seed of Abraham, just as the prophecy said centuries before, Jesus the King has come. All hail, King Jesus. To the one chosen to be Jesus' mother, these words were given by the Eternal One through his messenger. Luke chapter 1, verses 31 to 33. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So unto humanity a child is given, born of the eternal seed of the Holy Spirit, through the line of King David, the Son of God has become the Son of Man. Others not of his own tribe testified of Jesus as King. The students of the stars, the wise men of the east, they saw his star in the night sky. His star was like no other. It showed the wise men of the east where the King of the Jews was born. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. Just as it was said centuries before the king would come from Bethlehem, the Eternal One, the King of all kings, stepped down into human history, into real time, and experienced the full human condition. He came as a vulnerable baby, subjecting himself to his earthly parents. Yes, the wise men of the East testify that the King had come. He was born into the line of David, a royal line chosen by God, through which centuries before was prophesied that he would come. The wise men of the East honored the king, worshipped only him. All hail, King Jesus. Time passed, and Jesus grew to be a man. Luke chapter 2, verses 40 to 42. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And verse 47. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Just as the prophecy centuries before had declared, the king was filled with wisdom and knowledge. Even at an early age, people were astonished at his understanding. For he was the Eternal One who is the King of all kings. As the years passed by, Jesus grew to be a man. God the Father in heaven and the Spirit of God testify. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus followed the Jewish traditions to identify with them and fulfill all that the prophets had foretold about him. The Spirit of the Eternal One rested upon him. He came to fulfill all righteousness, which means to bring true justice. In Jesus' coming on earth, the beginning of his kingdom has come. The good news of King Jesus' coming is proclaimed and demonstrated for all to hear and see. Matthew chapter 11, verses 4 to 6. Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." The kingdom of God had come on earth in Jesus. All hail King Jesus. His eternal kingdom was not of this world. The prophecies had been spoken, and in Jesus they are fulfilled. To a leader of the Roman Empire who knew Jesus was an innocent man, Jesus said this. John chapter 18, verses 36 to 37. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Jesus contrasts his kingdom with this world. Humanity seizes power by force for self-gain. God gives his power peacefully for the benefit of others. When Jesus encountered those who had personally witnessed and experienced the miraculous feeding of the 5,000, they were fed from 2 fishes and 5 loaves. This was their response. John chapter 6, verses 14 to 15. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Humanity does not have the power to make Jesus king. God, Father, Son, and Spirit is the ultimate power and authority. The truth is, the Son of God is King. Through Jesus' ministry on earth, he revealed the truth. The truth about God and humanity's need for a Savior. Jesus, the all-powerful, eternal one, lays down his human life to place the highest value upon humanity in our salvation. Jesus, the King of all kings, came down to earth for us. God in Jesus placed the highest honor and value upon us with his humanity. It is the honor of the King of all kings. The prophecies foretold that he would be despised and rejected by humanity. The very ones he came to save would stricken him, torture him, and wound him, and ultimately crucify him. The king would be a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And as an innocent man, he would be given the most shameful death, the death of the wicked and lowly. The prophecies concerning this were spoken centuries before the king had come. Yet knowing all this, God, Father, Son, and Spirit chose to be the sacrifice for us. Jesus willingly laid down his life so that we could believe and receive his salvation and kingdom. Matthew chapter 27, verses 35 to 37. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there, and they put up over his head the accusation written against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." And down to verse 54. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly this was the Son of God." God turned the darkest hour of humanity into the most glorious expression of his love. For God's love story to us does not end on the cross and the human death of the King. For he is the Eternal One, the Word of God, faithful and true, the beginning and the end, the Son of God, wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Mighty God. All hail, King Jesus.
For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.